We're doing the Sefer HaDorot, and we're up to the year 2088. Nachor, the son of Terach, passed away when Yitzhak was 40 years old. He lived to the ripe old age of 172. He was buried in Haran. And Avram mourned his passing for a while. And then Avram sends Eliezer to take a wife for Yitzchak. And when Avram sent Eliezer off, so he sent off to call Yitzchak back from the house of Shem and Aver. Yitzchak was out learning ever since the Akedah. And Eliezer came to Haran. From Kiryat Arba to Haran was a 17-day journey, and Eliezer did it in 3 hours. That's what it says. Vavo hayom el ha'ayin. I came midday. So he gets up early and he sees the angel standing and waiting for him the next morning. And so he says, don't detain me. And again, Hashem didn't want him to have yichud with her alone at night. Said kfitas haderech. And he left Haran midday. And 3 hours later, he's in Hebron as it's the late afternoon. Yitzchak goes out to daven mincha. He quotes over here to Rashi Tevos. Quotes over here from Medrash Yalkut, which is probably the Yalkut Shimoni, that he left Haran 2 hours into the day in Etkit Sederch, and over there he quotes a Medrash that he showed up in the third hour, 3 hours towards Mincha time. So that needs work, how those hours work. 3 hours after 2 hours doesn't bring you to Mincha time. So Rivka was 10 years old, and they sent Dvora, her meinekes. Dvora is the daughter of Utz, and they gave her silver and gold and servants and maids. And Yitzchak was 40 years old when he married Rivka, 3 years after the passing of Sarah. In the Seder Olam and in Tosfos and in the Yalkut in the beginning of Parshas Toldos, it says she was 3 years old. Yet in Maseches Sofrim it says she was 3 years and 3 days old. She was born at the time of the Akedah itself. Tosfos brings one opinion that she was 14 years old. According to the Medrash Rabbah, that she was born at the time of the Akedah and he was 40 years old when he married her. So then you have to end up with Machlokes, how old she was. And it depends on how old Yitzchak was at the time of the Akedah. According to the understanding that he was 26 at the time of the Akedah, so then Rivka was 14 when Yitzchak married her. They married when he was 40. And according to the opinion that Yitzchak was 37 at the time of the Akedah, so then Rivka must have been 3 years old when Yitzchak married her.
How do we know he was 40?
What does it say? I don't remember if the pasuk says it overtly. I think it says it overtly. Yitzchak ben 40 shana bekachto et Rivka bat Betuel Arami. I think the pasuk says that, no? Okay, so that's how we know. That's a good way to know. In the book, I don't know what this is, Kaf Nun Yud. I don't know who that is. He quotes that Rivka lived 121 years old, okay? So Rivka was 3 years old when Yitzchak married her. 20 years she was barren. So then she gave birth to Yaakov when she was 23 years old. Yaakov was 84 years old when he married. So now 84 plus 23, she's 107. After the marriage, he worked 7 years for Rachel and another 6 for the sheep. So now 13, that brings Rivka to 120. A year and a half, Chazal tell us it took Yaakov en route returning to returning to his father, and then he hears that Rivka died. So then it's almost 121. It's a little bit more than 121. And according to Tosfos, that she was 14 when Yitzchak married her. So then 20 years she was barren. Yaakov's 84 when he marries her. 13 years by Lavan, a year and a half in Ruth. So then Rivka lived to the age of 133. And that's what it says in the Medrash Rabbah at the end of Vayechi. In the Sifri, in the end of Ezosa Bracha, it says that Rivka and Kehos lived the same amount of time. And Kehos lived to 133, so that works out fine. And that's what it says in the Seder Ayom. And then it would turn out that she passed away in the year 2207, when Yaakov was 99, and she was born in the year 2074. And then he quotes another Medrash. I don't know what this Rosh Tevos is. Shalshel Sakabola, that says that Rivka lived to 137, and he says he made a mistake. He disagrees with him. Where was Yitzchak coming from when he met Rivka? So he brings a Medrash that he went to bring Hagar. Hagar was by Be'er Lachai Ro'i, and that's why Yitzchak Bami Bo Be'er Lachai Ro'i. That's where he was coming from. That same well where Hagar, we last saw Hagar years earlier. He was coming to get his father a wife. His father was worried about getting him a wife. He was worried about getting his father a wife. So that's what the Midrash says.